Let's pray.
Father, I know my task here. I know what my responsibility is and my privilege. It is to preach your word. And I ask your help to do that now. Help me straight cut it. Not mixing in any error, any opinion, but just preaching the word. Preaching the word to those who are ready to hear it, who are ready to receive it, who are ready to act on it with the help of your Holy Spirit. Hold me up for this. Give me strength for this. Give me wisdom for this. Give me each word from your word. And this I pray for us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Perhaps the most profound words a person may ever speak will be when facing his impending time to die, when all of his years, his days, his hours, and his seconds come rushing to that fateful point of his end on this earth, when his life flashes before his eyes, so to speak, in his final assessment of what his life has meant or not meant. When his hindsight goes far beyond 2020, as he looks back on his life with blazing clarity and has the opportunity to sum up his life and what it means for those he leaves behind in thinking about why he was ever born and what his life was about, what might he say for the sake of those that survive him? Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate and looked into the face of the man that would kill him. Not with the actions of his own hands, but with the authority of his words. Leading up to that point, that fateful point, when Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified, in their exchange, Jesus had something eternally profound to say about the reason he was born into this world, to live in this world for the short time that he did. Jesus answers the question we should be leading the world to ask anew every Christmas. Why were you born? Why did you come into the world? What Jesus says in one verse that we will look at today, what he says in this one verse should recalibrate our perspective on the reason for this season. So let's read John 18, 28 through 38. And then we'll get to that verse. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early. And they themselves did not enter into the praetorium so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Therefore Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death, to fulfill the word of Jesus which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die." Therefore Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no guilt in him. Let's think first. According to Jesus, the reason Jesus was born. Let's think about this first. In verse 37, look at it again. Look at what he says and think about it very carefully. Pilate said to him, So you are a king. Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. If we were to go out and ask the average person, if we were to go out and have the average person guess what Jesus' answer would be to the question, why were you born? What do you think some of their guesses might be? We ask them, if you had the chance to stand in front of Jesus and ask him, why did you come into the world? What do you think we might hear from the average person out there today? Well, maybe if they're fairly familiar with the Christmas story, if they're fairly familiar with the Bible generally, if they've seen more than one Christmas program in the church, if they've been to Sunday school enough, these are some of the good guesses that we might hear from people. To give peace and goodwill to people. To tell people about the love of God. To save us from our sins. Some might even quote for us John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The emphasis being, of course, on the fact that God sent and gave his Son to the world, focusing on the spirit of giving. I dare say, though, that apart from people that know the Bible well, we probably would not get the answer Jesus gives here. We probably would not run into anyone who would tell us Jesus was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. This is Jesus' own purpose statement for his life. This is Jesus' own stated point in summing up his earthly existence. This is his own stated point to his birth and his life. To his point of being born into this world. To testify like no one else can to the truth, the whole truth of God. Let me share some scriptures with you, going back into John. John was led by the Holy Spirit to put a lot of emphasis on this point of Jesus' life, of Jesus' existence as the Son of God. Listen to it. I know you'll pick right up on it. John 1:14, and the Word of God, the expression of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the incarnation. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and what else? Truth. Full of grace and truth. Verses 17 and 18 in John 1. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came to be through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only Son who is God in the bosom of the Father, that one has explained him or has revealed him. The Jews put a lot of emphasis on the law given through Moses. Many of the Jews in this day thought that by keeping the law, keeping the letter of the law, one was made right with God. And what they did not realize was that the law was given to show the sinfulness of man. The law was given to show the fact that man needs a Savior, not to save him. And so John sets up this contrast between what was given through Moses and what was given through Jesus Christ. The law was given through Moses. The law that is from God and good in and of itself, but the law that condemns. But through Jesus Christ, God gave us grace and truth that saves. And he says to us there in verse 18 that no human being has truly seen God in all his glory, in all his holiness, in all his magnificence. No human being has ever been able to set eyes on God in his truest form, in his truest expression, that is. But the one Son, the only begotten Son of God, has revealed God to us in the grace and truth of God. Going on in John chapter 3, verse 32. What he has seen and heard, Jesus, what he has seen and heard, of that he testifies. Jesus told Pilate, I was born, I came into this world to testify to the truth. His testimony is his own testimony. It's what he has seen and heard. It's what he knows with his own mind, has seen with his own eyes, has heard with his own ears, what he has experienced with the Father from all eternity past. That is the truth he came into the world to testify to. John 14, 6. You know this one well. Where Jesus told the apostles, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So not only is this one we call Jesus able to testify to us the very truth of God, he is the very embodiment of the truth of God. To the extent that he can look at us and say to us, if you want the truth of God, then you look to me and understand that I am in my being, in myself, that truth. I am the only way for you. I am the only truth for you. I am the only life for you from God. And no one gets to God the Father except through me, this way, this truth, and this life. Think back to those good guesses that I said we might hear from people if they were able to ask Jesus, why were you born? Why did you come into the world? You know, those guesses are accurate. They're good guesses. They're in Scripture. All of them fit into the reason that Jesus was born into the world. Here's what's important to understand, though. None of them are possible without what Jesus says to Pilate, said to Pilate in John 18, 37. I came to testify to the truth. There is no peace without the truth of God. There is no love of God without the truth of God. There is no salvation without the truth of God. And for the glory of God and his grace to sinners like you and me, Jesus came to tell his truth. He came to be the light of truth that dispels the darkness of satanic, demonic, hellish lies. He came to reveal God and the gospel to mankind. Now let's think about those that listen to what he has to say. Look again at verse 37. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Everyone who is of the truth listens to me when I speak. They listen to what I say. According to one of my language commentaries, this is what Jesus literally says. Everyone who is out of the truth listens to my voice. He speaks of those that are, and I quote, sprung from the truth, whose life and words issue from the truth, end quote. So that should make us think about what Peter says when he tells us in 1 Peter that we were born again by the truth of the Word of God. As the Holy Spirit applied the truth of the Word of God to our lost, stone-cold, dead hearts, dead to God, He caused us to be born again by the truth of the Word of God. Jesus tells us here that the evidence for anyone that has happened is that they listen to His voice. As He speaks the truth, as He testifies to the truth, those that are born again of the truth, those that have sprung out of the truth into new spiritual life, hear Him. They hear Him to heed Him. They listen to Him to learn from Him. I have pointed out to you before that people today like to talk about their truth. Your truth, my truth. Everybody has their own truth. That's a popular idea that everybody, we all have our own unique truth. At one time, when truth was absolute and unchanging, people just told their own stories. That's the way we used to talk. That's the way most people used to talk. If you had a story to tell, you told your story. Well, now, when truth is relative and pliable, when it's no longer absolute, people insist on telling their own truths. Listen for it next time you watch a show on TV. You'll hear people say this over and over again in the shows, whether they're reality shows or fictional. You'll hear it said a lot. Tell your truth. I tell my truth. Well, while millions of people push their own truths like an immovable mountain over them all, is God's truth. God's truth. God has His own truth that trumps them all. And those that are of God's truth, according to Jesus, those that are of God's truth listen to the voice of Jesus. You know, Jesus stated this all through His ministry. Listen to some other scriptures in John where Jesus states this and stresses this over and over again. John 6:45, this quotes Jesus, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." So we can apply that to any invitation in any church given today. When the invitation goes out, come to Jesus, repent, put your faith in Jesus, turn from your sin, turn from living for yourself, turn to Jesus to live for Jesus, give your heart to Jesus, however it's worded. Jesus says this, When somebody has heard from God, they will come to Him. When someone has learned from the Father, they will come to Him. Listen to what He says in John 7:17. When He was being challenged about His teaching, about the things He was saying, when He was being challenged about His take on the truth, when people were wanting to make Him out to be a liar, listen to what He said. Jesus answered them and said, "My teaching is not my own, but His who sent me." Listen to this. "If anyone is willing to do God's will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself." Jesus says that how people respond to Him come down to what's really in their hearts. What do they really want? It's not a problem of the intellect. It's a problem of the will. And He says, if anyone truly wants to do the will of God, he will know that what I say of God. He will know that my word is the word of God. John 8:47. Jesus here says, in verses 46 and 47, "Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me?" He was talking to those that didn't. Here's His answer. Why do you not believe me? Verse 47, "He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God." Chapter 10, verse 16. "I have other sheep which are not of this fold." He was talking about Jews and Gentiles. "I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd." 26 and 27. "But you do not believe," listen to this, "you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." We like Tim Allen. We like to watch his shows and his movies. We just watched all three of his Santa Claus movies. In the third movie, Jack Frost hijacks Christmas with some slick trickery he plays on Santa. And Santa must save Christmas. That's the whole point of the movie. He must save Christmas from Jack Frost. And while cute, funny, and heartwarming, there was not one bit of truth about Christ in the whole movie. So the movie was not really about Christmas. The movie was not really about Christ's mass at all. It was about Kris Kringle, but it was not about Jesus Christ. And for many people, that's the way Christmas always is. Sentiment and nostalgia define the holiday, not Christ. They find all their fun in fantasy. They want all of the joy and none of the truth of Jesus. And what they do not understand is that they forfeit. They are missing the real reason we have to celebrate. Millions of people are celebrating Christmas without celebrating Christ. And they do not understand the true joy that they are ignoring, that they are missing. You know, we Christians of all people should turn this holiday into a true holy day. How? By turning the day to the truth of Jesus. the truth of why he was born, why he came into the world, to testify to the truth. Jesus is the reason for the season. We say it over and over, and we should say it over and over. But we also need to stress this: Jesus himself gives us the reason for the season. He tells us his reason for the season. He tells us what to celebrate in his birth. And it is his truth. Jesus was born into this world to testify to the truth of God. And listen to me. You and I, if we are true sons and daughters of God, we have been born again to continue testifying to the truth of God. And listen to me. People may respond to us just like Pilate responded to Jesus. They may turn with a dismissive wave of their hand and say, "What is truth? Really? What is it you're telling? What are you talking about? How can you really tell us what truth is? How do you know what truth really is?" Isn't it amazing that looking truth in the face, Pilate could turn and walk away from truth with just a dismissive wave of his hand to go and die in his sin? And that's how many people will respond to us today. But we have this assurance. In echoing Jesus, when he says, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice," building on that for us now, listen to what John says elsewhere in 1 John chapter 4. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God." Folks, that's Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas, the truth of Christmas. "Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them." Listen to this. "We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Do you know why Pilate could turn and dismiss Jesus with a wave of his hand and walk off with that snarky question, "What is truth?" Because he was not of God. We have the assurance that no matter what the world is saying around us, no matter what kind of pressure the world is putting on us, if we will stand up in the stead of Jesus, if we will stand up as those that survive him in this world and faithfully testify to his truth, those that are of God and of his truth will listen to us. And God will use us in wonderful ways to save many. When Jesus told Pilate the reason he was born, He was on his way to die. He was headed to the cross. As the truth of God, testifying to the truth of God, he went to the cross to fulfill the truth of God. As the Son of God, he took on himself the sin and guilt of the sons and daughters of God, so that you and I can now live by the truth of God. So I leave you with these words in John, words of Jesus in John 8. John 8:31 through 32 and 34 through 36. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And in that hope for you, I say to you, Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your only Son into the world to save your sons and daughters out of the world. Thank you for sending your Son to tell us the truth. And now we ask you, this Christmas, help us tell the truth. Help us in love and respect and with wisdom testify to the enduring, eternal truth of God and your gospel. Help us keep Jesus at the center of it all, because truly, he is the reason for it all. Be glorified in him. Be glorified in us. In his name we pray. Amen.